A Breach of Security, written by Susan Hill and read by Stephen Pacey.
Chapter 1.
New bowler,
Sam said. Simon Sorela had been lying on his back, Panama hat tipped over his face. He had not exactly been asleep, just drifting, like the shreds of cloud across the deep blue sky. The previous bowler had been slow, effective at preventing more than the occasional dash of a single run, but dull to watch. Sam was padded up, ready to go on, after four other men were out, but it looked as if the day would be over before he got the chance. Now, however, the new bowler obviously meant business. He had handed his sweater to the umpire, paced about a bit, throwing the ball from hand to hand, and now he was bringing the field in close and tightening it.
"Only one man at the boundary?"
Sam said. "That's just arrogance.
I shouldn't be wishing our own bats out, should I?"
"Of course you should. You want your turn at the crease. Who doesn't?"
"Wish I was better, and I'd move up the order a bit."
"Nets, nets, nets.
I go to nets every week."
"Listen, you are one of the best wicket-keepers I've ever seen in my life, outside of Test cricket. You're not a bad batsman, you're solid. You know when to take a chance and let rip, and with serious practice you could move up maybe to 5 or 6. But there's no one to touch you behind the wicket, and you know it. Not a skill I've ever had."
"Too tall."
"Too tall." The slips leaned forwards as the bowler stalked down to his mark. People round the ground sat up and took notice. There was a random shout of, "Get on with it." This, Sorela thought, was the perfect day off. A late June Sunday, warm, but with the occasional slight breeze rippling the grass beyond the boundary, stirring the line of poplars. It was a fine ground, the crowd was good, the teams well matched. Sam might get to bat, or he might not, but when his team came onto field, he would be in the spotlight. Sorela did not flatter. He had seen few wicket-keepers to touch him, which was why he had made the junior county first 11, in spite of his unfocused batting. They were on their own for the next week. Sam's mother, Kat Dearborn, had gone to a palliative care conference in Italy, where she was giving a paper. Hannah was away at her stage school. Felix was staying with a fellow chorister. In July, he would be away with the choir on a tour of Scandinavian cathedrals. Arrangements did not always work out as well, but asbestos had been found in Simon's building in the close, and he had had to leave his flat while it was stripped out. Kat had been delighted to give him a home in the farmhouse for as long as it took, and he was singing for his supper by looking after Sam while she was away. They got on well. Sam was easygoing, but Simon kept him on the right side of laziness. They liked each other's company. Sam was responsible if he had to be alone in the house. They ate together and shared the chores. Only Mephisto the cat showed his disapproval of his mistress's absence by spending most of his time out hunting. Wookie, the Yorkshire Terrier, had the kitchen sofa to himself and, in defiance of the house rule, sneaked upstairs and onto Sam's bed every night. Exams were over, term ended the following week. Lafferton had been quiet, the police keeping pace, CID tested only by a spate of bicycle thefts and a hit-and-run case in which a popular local schoolteacher had been killed. It was only a matter of time before the van driver was found. Summer, Simon thought, blissful summer, and raised his hands above his head in appreciation of a 6, which hit a fast and accurate path straight through the stunned slipfielders to an empty boundary. Sam groaned, seeing his own prospects of an innings recede further, and applause rippled round as the batsman acknowledged his 50 up.